This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, I think, you know, sometimes it's referred to as a game of inches. And that's exactly what it came down to. Just a couple inches on a few different throws that could have drastically changed the game and would be talking a different tune this morning. But, you know, it's how the game goes sometimes. We're going to continue to keep working. And I got to find ways to be better for this team.
Who anticipated the criticism or questions about the new look receiver group already on whatever that game was? What gives you confidence in knowing that this group can come together and perform at the level it was in the first 3 weeks as opposed to how things have been going the past week?
Because we've shown it before in the first couple weeks and, you know, had a great training camp. And the group of guys that we have in this room are special. They work hard, you know, and they're smart football players. And I got no doubt and I got a lot of trust in these guys, so. And we're just going to keep our head down and focus on the process more than the result. I know the result hasn't been great the last couple of weeks, but, you know, that's the name of the game. That's why we play, to go out there and test our strengths against their strengths and figure out what our weaknesses are and continue to work on those. So that's what we're going to continue to do.
How important is it?
Very important. You know, it's, you know, we talk about everyone eats and it's fine and dandy when everybody is, but sometimes there's people that are left out and you want to continue to incorporate them in your offense. And he's been one guy that we got to get going. And we know that. Joe knows that. I think the whole team knows that. And we're better when 88 is playing well. And again, just find ways to get guys the ball in open space and starts with me.
How do you get like Dawson going and not like almost force it, like overcorrect, if you will?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good question, but maybe getting back to our base stuff that we ran in training camp and just trusting what we call and not trying to be so much in the perfect position and just trusting what our guys can do. And that's kind of as simple as we want to make it. And, you know, we got a lot of guys with a lot of different skill sets on this team, and we want to utilize everybody's talents. And he's definitely a talented player that we got to utilize.
You said get back to the base stuff. How much does it help that you have a long history with Dawson?
It helps a lot. It helps a lot. I know him as a player, as a person that pays dividends on the field. And, you know, I got, again, the utmost trust in him as a player and as a person. So, again, I got no worries of what we are going to do and how we're going to get better. And, again, he's just another guy that works hard and doesn't complain. And we're going to find ways to to get him in good positions to have opportunities to make some plays for us. And when the opportunities are there, he's going to make the plays. And if they're not there, that means someone else has an opportunity to make a play for us. So that's how we're addressing that right now. I think so, yeah. It's hard to know everybody, and obviously with Khalil going down last week, guys stepping into that role, having Shave up in the lineup, it takes time. And, you know, understanding that and trusting, again, the process and going out there and practicing and working hard, more so than what has happened over the last couple of weeks, because, you know, I know what type of guys we have in this locker room and the type of players that we have, and ultimately it comes down to us going out there and executing.
Even in the first game, you were moving the ball in the first half. And then in the first three games total, you were moving the ball. What do you attribute to slow starts and the lack of production in the first half, halves of the past two games?
Well, I got to be better. Ball placement, and again, a couple throws that wish I could have had back this last game, but just making sure that we're on the same page, and it starts with the quarterback, and that's on me. So, again, just trying to find ways this next week of sustaining drives, being better on third down, staying out of some of these third and long situations, but one, protecting myself, two, not taking sacks and getting the ball out of my hands as quickly as possible when the times present itself.
How is your head? A lot of people still have expressed concern that, you know, maybe something went wrong. How is your head?
Yeah, I obviously went into the tent, and I can only control what I can control, and what we talked about there, they deemed me cleared to play, and that's kind of what happened. So that's as deep as I'll get into it.
Obviously, you know the Jets very well. They've ranked in the top two in pass defense 3 years in a row now. Just what do you think about the challenge of attacking their secondary especially?
Yeah, they play really hard-nosed football. Their front is very talented. They got some talented players in the back end as well. A really good linebacker duo. So they're a tough defense to play against. Number one, I think, establishing the run and making sure that we can try to commit to that. And then, again, being smart with where the football is going, how quickly we get out of our hands. And I think, you know, going back to last year's game here was a good tell of just like, hey, when the opportunities present itself downfield, great. But if not, let's get the ball to our playmakers' hands. And I thought we ran it well last year against them. But it wasn't like this crazy 300-yard run or pass game. It was just kind of a good balanced attack that we're going to have to utilize going forward, and especially against this team, because they're playing some really good football right now.
A new leadership group this season, a little turbulence right now, a couple losses in a row. What's the message you're making sure that the guys understand inside?
Yeah, just staying together, and I think we have enough guys from this team that were here last year, knowing where we were last year, right? 5-5 and had to win so many games to get into the playoffs, and, you know, there's a good perspective, right? Joe talked about, you know, we could have been 0-2 and gotten a three-game win streak, and now we're feeling on top of the world. But because we started 3-0 and we've lost the last two against two good teams, you know, you can find yourself questioning things. But we're just sticking together, sticking to the game plan, and, again, just trusting the process.
Josh, you guys are going up against Friday's head coach, especially considering the slow starts for your team the last couple of weeks. What are the conversations this week amongst you guys about sort of matching that sense of urgency that they're going to have?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a tough situation to be in, right, when a team fires their coach, because you're not sure how they're going to react to that. My sense is they're going to be prepared to go Monday night, so we're going to have to handle every shot that they throw at us and keep getting back up and moving forward. So, yeah, have to have a great sense of urgency, get off to a hot start, and find ways, like I said, to stay on the field on third down and score touchdowns when we're down in the red zone.
When the game's like hanging in the balance, late in game situations, you've been with Sean for so long, put a lot of this last game on himself for that last sequence. How much trust do you have?
I got supreme trust, and you know, that says a lot of how much trust he has in me down there in that situation, and I got to find a way to convert.
Going against a new head coach. I mean, obviously there's things they do well. They'll probably continue to do that, but it might change some things up. How do you guys prepare differently, if at all?
Yeah, we have a good week of practice. We game plan well. You know, I don't expect them to change everything about them, but just sticking to our base rules and trusting the eyes and trusting what Joe's calling and going out there and executing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.